Est-ce que tu veux leur dire que j'ai fait quelques changements, par exemple?
On leur a dit
que
j'avais changé. J'avais aussi changé.
Are you ready? Ouais. Welcome. I'm pleased to be here today at the annual meeting, annual public meeting for PSP. At the end of fiscal 2016, PSP had nearly $117 billion of assets under management.
Better? Assets are expected to grow to $165 billion by 2021 in just 5 years. It's not just assets, however, that are expanding. In addition to adding a new asset class, private debt, PSP also opened offices in New York and London last year. Our internal structures are also growing to support the expected growth in assets under management. This last year, PSP adopted a new strategic plan that will guide its evolution over the next 5 years. The board will continue to exercise strong governance as it oversees the implementation of the strategic transformation. I'll let Andre tell you more about PSP's new strategic plan when he speaks about his vision for PSP in a few minutes. One of the board's primary responsibilities is to ensure that effective risk management policies, practices, and procedures are implemented across PSP as a whole. The board takes a disciplined approach to investment and non-investment risks. It oversees management's efforts to ensure there is an appropriate balance between risks and returns. We fulfill this important responsibility through our contribution to the definition of PSP's risk philosophy, continuous monitoring of material risks, and by establishing PSP's risk appetite statement, its investment objectives, and the statement of investment policies, standards, and procedures. Good governance is also grounded in responsible corporate behavior. As a long-term investor, PSP believes in the importance of establishing a strong governance oversight of its investments. PSP can and must use its ownership positions to promote good governance practices by exercising its proxy rights and actively engaging with companies. The board's role when it comes to responsible investing is to oversee compliance with the environmental, social, and governance practices outlined in the responsible investment policy. The board and members of senior management understand that responsible corporate behavior has a direct impact on long-term financial performance and on our reputation. Accordingly, we take this responsibility very seriously. Over the course of this year, the board has also worked hard to review and improve PSP's compensation framework. The review had two main goals. The first one was to shift some of PSP's compensation programs from relative to absolute performance. The second goal was to encourage more cooperation across the organization by aligning individual success with the success of PSP as a whole. The revised framework is expected to reward performance, discourage undue risk-taking, and give the board and management the tools and flexibility they need to make sensible reward decisions. The board's main responsibility remains to ensure that PSP and all of its employees strive to deliver the same high level of competence and dedication you've all come to expect. I'm grateful to my colleagues on PSP's board of directors for their dedication and hard work over the last year. In particular, I'd like to thank Anthony Gage, who stepped down as a board member in fiscal year 2016. Tony chaired our investment committee for many years. Like them and all members of PSP staff, I'm proud to contribute to PSP's long-term success in the interests of the sponsor of the pension plans and their contributors and beneficiaries. I'll pass it over to Andre now.
Thank you, Mike. Il me fait plaisir d'être avec vous aujourd'hui.
It's a great pleasure for me to be here with you to present the new PSP Investment Strategic Plan and the results for fiscal 2016.
I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about our new five-year strategic plan entitled Vision 2021. There are five key priorities over the next 5 years. Cultivate one PSP, improve our brand, increase our global footprint, build scalable and efficient investment activities, and develop our talent. I will not address all of them, but I would like to emphasize two in particular: cultivate one PSP and enhance scalability and efficiency. The One PSP initiative reflects our belief that collaboration and teamwork will enhance our ability to deliver value in the long run. Many of the initiatives under One PSP are led by the Chief Investment Officer. They include: shift our focus towards total fund risk and return, improve the alignment of incentives, pursue non-traditional transactions, and enhance collaboration across asset classes, including the research of investment themes. One of the key strategies we've put in place to manage growth is the development of scalable investment solution. We put a great amount of effort into researching and selecting investment opportunities and partners. Once we've identified promising sectors, industries, and geographic areas, and found capable and reliable partner to manage those investments, we want to be able to expand those ideas and relationship to find new investment opportunities. There's another aspect to scalability, and that is our ability to develop scalable corporate function and system to support our investment activities. This has been a very busy year at PSP Investment. As I just mentioned, we introduced our new five-year strategic plan. We've also opened new offices in New York and London as part of a new strategy to build a local presence in key financial markets. Last November, we added a new asset class, private debt. This was a strategic move which allowed us to take advantage on an opportunistic basis of market dislocation brought about by new regulation and new measure in the wake of the last financial crisis, and to build stronger relationship with key business partners. Finally, last year, we made significant new investment and commitment in private markets for a total of $14.6 billion. It was also a very busy year on the transaction front. Without going into details in all of them, here are a few examples of transactions that we've done in fiscal 16. HomePlus. With a consortium of investors led by MBK Partners that included CPPIB and Temasek, PSP purchased one of Korea's largest grocery retailer, HomePlus, from Tesco for approximately $6 billion U.S. HomePlus is South Korea's second largest player in both hypermarkets and supermarkets, with more than 1,000 outlets across the country. It has become one of the country's most successful grocery retailer since its opening in 1999. The transaction, the largest buyout in Asia-Pacific region and the largest merger and acquisition transaction in Korea to date. It exemplified the type of partnership that we want to build and the role that we want to play in those deals. ADT, private debt. One of the private debt transactions involved a financing commitment by a new private debt asset class in the transaction to take ADT private. Encore une fois, au cours de l'exercice 2016.
And during fiscal 2016, our active management strategy has allowed us to add value. Our 1% performance is above the benchmark, which sat at 0.3%. This is equivalent to 900 billion in value added all through our active management strategy. Our five-year performance is 8.9% compared to 7.3% for the benchmark, which is our strategic portfolio. This illustrates the results of our active management strategy over a longer period. Net assets at the end of fiscal 2016 stood at $116.8 billion. PSP Investments received transfers to the tune of $4 billion, and the net performance of investments stood at $1.1 billion. It's also important to note that our 10-year performance continues to reach the performance target. On the graph that you see on the screen, our performance for fiscal 2016 is illustrated in the context of our performance over the 9 previous years. The 1% performance this year follows on from 6 years of positive performance, most over 10%. Over the past 10 years, PSP Investments has generated more than $45.3 billion in net investment revenue. However, there will be years like fiscal 2009 where it's inevitable, which is inevitable, in fact, when you invest in the financial markets. This is why it's important to assess performance over a multi-year period.
Preliminary results for the first 6 months of fiscal 17. As at September 30th, our net return was 6.1%. Net assets have increased by $9 billion since the beginning of the fiscal year and have reached $125.8 billion. Contribution represents $2.1 billion of this increase, while investment return, net of cost, account for $6.9 billion. This slide decomposes PSP's total performance for the first half of fiscal 17, 6.1%, into its main component by asset class. Public market have recorded great returns, particularly when measured in Canadian dollar, considering the effects impact. On the private asset side, returns were generally positive, with private equity being the exception. However, we feel that we now have the right strategy and the right investment professional to provide the return expected for that asset class. One of the big advantages of investing in private debt is that in addition to the investment return, on some transaction we can earn fees. This was a significant factor in private debt's 19.1% return over the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. Merci pour votre attention aujourd'hui. Il me fera plaisir maintenant de répondre à vos questions.
Thank you for being with us today. It's been my pleasure to answer any questions you may have.
Hearing no questions, the meeting is terminated. Thank you.